The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
What's been trending online this week? And I'm joined by entertainment journalist and podcaster Dee Reddy. Hello, Dee.
Good morning.
How are you?
We're talking
about AI, and people are very sus about everything they see now online.
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing. The last couple of weeks, there's been a real uptick in people just not being able to believe what they are seeing. Sometimes when it's true, sometimes when it's not. They kind of, I suppose, because of the growth of AI, it's just really building this general sense of distrust or mistrust.
Can't believe anything now.
Yeah, exactly. So like going back a couple of weeks, there was that bonkers kind of scenario where Jim Carrey accepted an award in Paris at the César Awards. People believed actually, in fact, that he'd been cloned in some cases. And then there was far more seriously the rumours around Benjamin Netanyahu being killed in an Iranian missile strike. And then when he posted a video, or the Israeli government posted a video to show that he was still kicking, people claimed that it was AI generated, and they were, you know, breaking it down frame by frame. And then on a much lighter scale, you have US actress Zendaya, who we actually have a clip of her talking to Jimmy Kimmel about this. People heard that she, or believed that she'd gotten married. And then people went so far as to create kind of almost fanfic AI generated pictures of her marriage.
Okay, let's hear her.
Internet has gone berserk with stories about that you might actually be married.
Really?
To Tom.
I haven't seen any of them.
To the point where, and this is one of those things that I don't really understand.
Yeah.
People make these AI wedding photos that look very realistic.
Yes.
Of you guys together.
It's, yeah.
Married.
And many people have been fooled by them.
Yeah.
While I was like just out and about in real life, and people were like, oh my God, your wedding photos are gorgeous. And I was like, babe, they're AI.
They're
not real.
That's so crazy.
They're not real.
Was anyone in your life fooled by them? In your real life?
Yes, many people.
And mad that they weren't invited?
Yeah.
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 Now, you brought a video along.
I mean, that just shows such a bizarre, like the fact that people know her in real life actually believe some of these to be true. So, yes, it's funny, but it does sort of belie darker things going on behind the scenes, because if you can't believe that Tom and Zendaya are getting married, and then you don't believe that Netanyahu is really alive, how are people ever going to actually coalesce around, you know, thought or even an idea of something being right or wrong?
I was admiring Nicole Kidman's new boyfriend for about 10 seconds during
that. There you go.
And then I went, no, hang on a second.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just can't believe anything.
There's a really interesting piece in Politico actually this week that talks about the use of social media by the Trump administration. And there's an actual quote from it that is, this is from someone in the White House. We're over here just grinding away on banger memes, dude. There's an entertainment factor to what we do.
I'm not surprised by that.
No, but it does show why people have just lost trust in what they're seeing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's something to watch out for. But at the end of the day, when you have the kind of the social discourse being so broad and so open to anyone, where people just weigh in on the most random things, like as happened this week with Varadkar and Kneecap. So Leo Varadkar weighed in on a post that Kneecap had put out saying that they were heading to Cuba with humanitarian aid. He said, fair play to you for bringing supplies to Cuba and imposing the embargo. But he also added that they should use the trip to call for the restoration of free speech, free assembly and a free press, followed by real multi-party elections. Now, needless to say that that did not go down well with users of Irish social media. So there was plenty of memes with Varadkar posing with non-democratically elected officials, like, you know, in front of, say, a Saudi Arabian flag and all of that. And Joe.ie even put out a capturing of the best bits with the tagline, going from being leader of the country to getting ratioed on X has to feel insane. And I think that's part of the point. All of this does feel a little bit insane at the moment. And, you know, at the end of the day, Cuba and Ireland do have long-standing links. I remember being there years ago and seeing a plaque on a street called O'Reilly Street saying, two islands people in the same sea of struggle and hope, Cuba and Ireland. And really nicely, actually, Claire, it is in Spanish, in English, and then in Irish. So it's got it in the three.
So did a battle start between NECAP and Leo Varadkar, or yeah, did they leave it at that?
No,
they go back and forth with each other?
And forth with each other. And, you know, Leo, I think it's quite interesting to see how much more forthright he has been about his personal beliefs on social media since he left office. But this is just one of those things. It was really foolish of him to weigh in, I think, because...
Well, he's entitled to express a view.
He's absolutely entitled to express a view. But having been the leader of a country, how far does that go? Because then can no one bring humanitarian aid unless they call for democratic elections? And should that not be on government officials mm-hmm. to be doing as opposed to private individuals? So it kind of opened a can of worms for him, I think. I see where he was coming from, and he, by all means, does have,
yeah,
have the right to weigh in.
I rather so see people with disparate views, like Leo Varadkar and NECAP, having a discussion and a debate about something rather than not speaking at all. I think that's probably
And also
healthy.
Considered views. I mean, you have to be fair there. He was making a point which many people would agree with, and it wasn't based on nonsense, mm-hmm. and neither were they. So in a weird way, kind of a refreshing online story from during the week.
Now, let's move on to the Polly Market, which I know you've been having a look at. This is a prediction market platform. So how does it work?
It basically prevents events, and these could be anything, right? So they could be politics, they could be sports, economics, pop culture, and they present them as a binary yes or no question. And then they share prices are priced between 0.01 cent and $1. And basically, much like a betting platform, people are, but it's also kind of more like the stock market, because you can buy a prediction, it's called a prediction market, on this, and you can sell out, you can cash out at any time before the event resolves to either maximize your profit or minimize your losses. But what's bizarre about it is it's not tied to the same rules that betting is. So there's been some really, really odd things of late. So, like, look, there's some funny ones. So back in 2024, users were trading over $67,000 on whether Kamala Harris would say the word brat because of Brat Summer. And then there was markets speculating whether Donald Trump would record a podcast with Hook to a girl. But then there's been really much more sinister stuff happening, where there has been users placing bets on the exact dates of military strikes. And we have a clip of ABC News in Australia doing a deep dive on this, because there's been some really odd anomalies in accounts that are betting.
About $529 million was reportedly traded on the platform Polly Market in bets on when the US strikes on Iran would occur. Now, one firm called Bubble Wraps, which analyzes suspicious behavior on the crypto market, identified six accounts in particular which correctly predicted the timing of the strikes and made about $1 million from those bets. Now, these were all accounts which were funded, generally speaking, in the 24 hours leading up to the strikes. They had pretty much only placed bets on February the 28th, being the date of the strikes, and they selected yes to those bets just hours before.
Okay, so that's the Polly Market, which is eerily predicting what's going to happen, and people are making a lot of money from it.
An awful lot of money. And there was a really odd scenario where Caroline Levitt wrapped a press conference where people had been betting that it would run to 65 minutes, and it's 64 minutes and 30 seconds. She looked up, where people did identify later on that there was a clock in the room, looked up and then abruptly ended the press conference and left the room.
Before the 65 yeah. minutes were up. Right. But we're not alleging that there was a conspiracy
there. No, I'm just saying this is part of where I first became aware of it, was uh-huh. the kind of people going, gosh, that was a really, really strange scenario.
Okay. Dee, thank you very much. That's Dee Reddy, entertainment journalist and podcaster.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.